Proclamation number 5761 of 5th of September, 1953. Life, death. Gifts of the Spirit. From me is all life, from me flows the light which is necessary for life. From me is truth, for life, light and truth are I myself. And no being can live in light and truth unless it had them from me, because there is no life apart from me. True life, however, does not mean existence per se, for it can also be a being which lacks life because it does not accept my strength of love from me, because it rejects this strength of love and therefore dwells in darkness, in ignorance and complete powerlessness. In a state of death. Then the being is outside of me, it flees the positively active strength, it flees the light, it is without love and without life. And it first has to return to me again if it truly wants to live. But life proves itself through incessant activity. Through the constant emergence of new life, through an increase of strength. Life is a constant exchange of strength. Life is strength which always remains in motion, which holds everything together, which constantly builds up, which therefore has a positive effect. And that is why life emanating from me, strength flowing from me can never result in negative success. But where this is recognizable, there cannot be my life-giving strength. Where light, truth, life from me is, my strength must inevitably be recognized, for where my strength is not, darkness of spirit, error and a state of powerlessness, of death, is evident. Hence there is no longer a connection with me through which I could send life-awakening strength to the beings, and thus these beings stand outside of me. Humanity is in this state, which cannot be called, life, and it will remain in this state until the end. 5.9.1953, because the connection with me, the source of strength, can only be established through love and because people lack love. A loving heart opens itself to my strength, but an unloving, cold heart is hardened and closes itself against every illumination which my grace and mercy repeatedly bestows upon it in order to awaken it from death to life. And thus a right life can only be recognized in a person who lives in love, and this life is expressed in spiritual abilities. My strength, my spirit, can now work in the human being. Thus he will be able to achieve unusual things, possess abilities which are not naturally present in the human being but which are awakened by my strength and thus come to light. In a time of people's complete lack of faith and love, such spiritual abilities are particularly obvious, whereas they are actually part of the human being's destiny and should be a general phenomenon, for the human being shall make use of my strength, my working of the spirit during his earthly lifetime, and he can do so as soon as he complies with the commandments of love. But what is the situation like amongst humanity? No one has any understanding for extraordinary activity, for spiritual abilities. On the contrary, those who truly live among the multitude of the dead on earth are attacked. They only live because they love, because I myself am where love is, and because where I'm there can only be life. But where I'm there is also truth and light. Where you humans can visibly see my working, where gifts of the Spirit can be recognized which it is written that you should strive for, there alone is also truth represented, there I myself work through my Spirit. But where is the working of the spirit still evident today? Where do unusual abilities appear? Where are unusual processes recognizable which you cannot call miracles or false prophets because they are connected with the proclamation of my word? The proclamation of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. And where are these visible signs of divine spiritual activity missing everywhere? Think about it and seriously ask yourselves where there is life and where there is no sign of death. And seriously strive to awaken to life, to let my strength flow into you and to make this possible by living a life of love, by fulfilling the commandments of love for God and your neighbor. By connecting with me and receiving my strength. For only he who abides in love abides in me and I in him. And him alone can I fill with my strength. Amen.